When we say that we are afraid of society or what people will think about us, in another way, we are saying that we are afraid of ourselves and what we will think of ourselves. So now, let's get to this. So when we talk about society at large, we all know that we are part of society. So if something happens now and people are all are like, oh, they're afraid of what society will think, we are also part of society. If we are afraid of what society will think about what we do, then that means that we'll also think the same way towards someone else if they do the exact same thing. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Undiscussed with Nabila. I am your host Nabila, and this podcast is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. This is also your one stop for motivation, insight, and advice. And today I'm going to be talking about society. The topic is, what is society? But before we get to that, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow, and please leave a 5-star review. Don't forget to also follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. Plus, I'll be asking you guys questions on which episodes I should publish that week. For the Instagram and Facebook page, it's at Undiscussed with Nabila. For Twitter, it's at UWNABILA, that's UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNABILA, that's UWNABILA, or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts. Also, if you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. So now, let's get to it. First, let's define society. So when you search it up, there are 2 meanings. One is the aggregate of people living together in a more or less ordered community. 2, an organization or club formed for a particular purpose or activity. So what do we get by this? So now when we look at society, me, you, everyone, we all make up society. We all make up the values of society. Our sentiments, our beliefs are what make society. If something is wrong and everyone in the society says it's right, then that's right. If something is right and everyone says it's wrong in the society, then that's wrong. We make up society, so when we say that we are afraid of society, in other words, we are afraid of ourselves. We are afraid of what we will think about ourselves or what we would have said if it were in another person's position, if people were to condemn someone else and not us at all. So first, let's start by this. The rules that we make. When we say something is right and something is wrong, we all get that from society. From birth, we are taught what is good for society, what is bad, what is approved by society, what is disapproved by society, what is good enough, what is pleased, what is displeased, and so on and so forth. And then we grow up with all those things and we try our best to live by them. Some people who go against societal rules hide in secret and condemn others. Others come out and make their displeasure with the society rules, with the societal rules, public for everyone to see and to know. So, tell me, what society rule do you think is practically absurd and shouldn't even be there? And what society rule do you think should actually be implemented? Let's talk about this. So now, imagine this. Imagine if in society, taking an apple and an orange at the same time was a sin. And then people would stay away from the person. And so the person's like, oh, why is that? What a stupid rule. Some go publicly and challenge the societal rule. roles and be like, that shouldn't be there. That is a really senseless and stupid role and quite absurd and shouldn't actually be there. Some say, our forefathers made it. It's our society and we should pass it down. It's a new generation, but still, it should be passed down. Oranges and apples shouldn't be taken together. And then they continue. Then there is another group. They take it in secret. And then they insult and stay away from the people who actually have the courage to come outside and condemn the society. Our words, our sentiments, our thoughts all complement society. Have you ever thought that, imagine if in like your workplace, there was this particular traditional custom that was made like 100 years ago. Let's just say if a new person comes, y'all will like throw pillows at the person. And if you don't do that, it means that that person wouldn't be accepted. And then everyone there agrees that let's not throw pillows at people anymore. Okay. Let's not pour water on people anymore. Okay. Let's just welcome them by saying, hi, welcome to the workplace. I hope to work with you. And I hope to see your improvements here. And everyone agrees and leave that rule behind them. Now, a new societal rule is made. That one has been left behind. No one's using that again. Now, this is the new societal rule. Let's say someone comes. That is the rule that the owner, the founder of this company made. We need to uphold it. We need to keep throwing pillows at people and keep throwing waters at them when they newly come. But everyone has already changed their minds and they've decided to just welcome them using their voices. Hello, welcome. Hope you have a nice time working here in this nice, conducive environment and so and so forth and back and every single thing. Now, everyone will be against that person who thinks that they could bring back that old rule. Do you guys get this now? If we can leave behind the rules that aren't necessary for society, then we won't actually have to think about what society actually thinks. Okay, no one should just like misquote me. There are rules of society that are the base of society and they shouldn't be changed at all. And it doesn't matter what generation it is, but it shouldn't be changed. But there are societal rules that literally doesn't even make sense at all. There are condemnations that shouldn't be made that are still made up till today. And to be frank, I literally don't know why. It needs to be talked about and stopped and everything like that. So when we do something and sometimes we may actually have done the right thing, but we're like, oh, what will society actually think? What will our friends think? What will our distant relatives think? What will the people around us think? What will our colleagues think? What will our fellow students think? What will everyone think? Will people condemn, stay away from? And then they go on so much back and forth, and then you're like, what? And then they realize that if this rule wasn't made in the first place, then they wouldn't be there. Okay, they wouldn't be in their situation. And sometimes they know that what you're doing is right and society is wrong, but then standing up and society is literally so large. You can't change everyone's opinion, but what you can do is, if you know you are right and people are condemning you for no reason, then there is no need to feel sad or to feel guilty. In life, people will come and go. They will be friends, they will be enemies, they will be allies, they will be frenemies, they will be acquaintances. So many things. And it is something that should be understood by people. So when we say we are afraid of what society will think, in other words, we are actually afraid of our own selves, what we are going to think of ourselves. But I know some people may be like, oh, that's quite different because society is other people and we are. But still, we are society. Okay? Yes, some people may be confident in what they're doing that is right, even if people are condemned. And yet they may actually think that, oh, society will condemn them even if they actually did something right. Okay? And in that case, what will I say? As long as they know that they're doing something right, I know it will be hard to like stand up and be like, what you're doing is right, especially if the rule have been made for generation to generation and things like that. But we can do it, okay? We can. Alright? And that's the end of this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening up to this point. I am your host, Nabila, and this is Undiscussed Nabila. But before you go, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow, and please leave a 5-star review. Don't forget to also follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. And as I said, I'll be asking you guys which episodes I should publish that week. For Instagram, in fact, for the Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, it's Undiscussed with Nabila, but the usernames of the Instagram and Facebook page is at Undiscussed with Nabila. Twitter is at UWNABILA. The links are in the description plus the Pinterest board. Thank you guys again and see you guys next week, Wednesday. Bye.